Здравствуйте, друзья. У нас сегодня на канале Арти. Она закончила недавно наш курс и получила работу в хорошей компании. Если вы знаете, что такое Verizon, то вот она там сейчас будет работать. И я с ней поговорю по-английски, чтобы вы слышали акценты, чтобы вы поняли, что ничего страшного там нет. So, hi, Arti.
Hi, Michael.
What did you do before you came to the school?
Okay, I was working as a software engineer before, long back in India, and took a long break.
How long is the break?
Probably seven years plus.
Oh, as a software engineer, what did you do?
I was working in India.
Uh-huh.
I was working as a reporter and developer there.
What does it mean? So you developed SQL queries?
Yes, I do. I have SQL queries and uh-huh. Develop the reports using Crystal reports.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then you came here, transitioned from H4 to green card.
Green card, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, but you didn't want to go back to development?
No, I don't want to.
Why?
No, I felt QA is good and I'm looking for challenging opportunities. I felt QA can break things and I'm interested in doing.
You have lots of kids or...?
I do have two kids.
Two kids, okay.
And so feel comfortable QA.
Maybe it's less challenging when you're a mom and you have to take care of family and kids. And your husband is a programmer.
Yes, he is a programmer.
Okay. Is he proud of you?
Yeah, he is of course proud of me.
Oh, you decided not to stay but
yeah,
move.
Let
me ask you, was it a challenge to you to move rather than to stay?
I was looking for a job.
Uh-huh.
Which was more into a, now the job which I got right now is a, more into a technical QA.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to work with the technical side also as a QA here.
Because lots of people, you know, if they have an opportunity to stay
uh-huh.
and the opportunity not to move,
oh,
they would rather not move.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not like that. You want to move.
Yeah, I want to move because I want to go for a little technical. It was a good portion for me. It was
uh-huh.
a technical QA portion where I get to work with a little more to the development side of QA. Mm-hmm. And
but with your background,
mm-hmm.
Do you think it was helpful to go to that internship and to be there? Did it give you anything? I mean, did you get any value there?
Yes, it did. It added more value because I started QA here
uh-huh.
and then I performed like what are the processes we learn here are more implemented there. So it's uh-huh. really helpful for me.
So you think it helped you to pass the interview?
Yes, it did. It did. For 3 months I learned so much, like I was able to clear my interviews.
Uh-huh.
It did.
In terms of job search,
uh-huh.
how long did it take you to get a job?
I hardly did around 20 days, like I posted my resume and got a couple of calls and a couple of interviews I attended.
Right away?
Yes, 20 days.
So you posted your resume and how many calls did you have a day?
I have like for a day I usually get 10 calls, 10-15 calls.
I mean pretty decent calls or weird calls or?
No, it's pretty decent call. Like.
Okay, so basically it means your resume was very straightforward.
Yes.
And then it means you posted that resume properly, so you didn't create illusions
no.
in the recruiter's mind, so they call you with no reason.
No.
So they did call you because they knew what they are doing. And
yes.
Okay, so did you feel like when you talk to people, you are confident, you know what you are talking about?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am confident in what, I'm very clear like what I'm looking for
uh-huh.
in the QA field, so.
Did you make friends here in the school?
Sure, I do have a lot of friends here. I have friends. I do keep in touch with all of my batchmates.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep in touch if there is any opening requirement is there. We keep in touch with each other.
You will be surprised what's going to happen within the next couple of years. Because in a couple of years, you're all going to be kind of senior level.
Sure.
And then if there are going to be any openings, so they know who to call.
Yes, I do.
And
yes, we do know. Even now we do that, yeah.
Do you go together to lunch or?
Yeah, we do.
You socialize?
Yes, I do. Many times we do that, yeah.
Okay. Because I remember many years ago when we got our first Indian girls here, mm-hmm. like 96, 97, they didn't socialize with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of very private. And during break, they didn't really talk much, kind of, you know, keeping their privacy.
Okay.
So it changed a lot. Okay, so anything you might suggest to people who, not to think about it, but people who decided to do it, but after they decided to do it, what are the effective ways of doing that, doing the career change?
Effective way of doing a career change, like, it's good really, like, after a long break, it really helped me, like, not only to learn new things, mm-hmm. to get more socialized with people, because being mm-hmm. at home, we think, like, we are the right person doing what things are right, but when you come out, you see, like, many people have different opinions and mm-hmm. different thoughts about a particular subject, mm-hmm. and you get to learn and interact with more people, develop your social contacts, and mm-hmm. maybe develop your personality and confidence also when you talk to different people.
It's interesting perspective, because it is really important to get into, to become a part of that small crowd.
Yes.
So you can really grow your self-esteem, because lots of people just lose their self-esteem staying home.
Yes, it does, really. It does even for me. But after coming here, I learned, okay, like, I know more. I'm the one mm-hmm. who is being down. Like, it brought me up more so much. Like, oh, you know so many things. Try to bring out. That's what I learned.
Not like interview situation, but in between us here.
Yes,
okay?
Sure.
What's your vision of yourself in, let's say, 5 years from now? Where do you want to be?
I'm starting now as a technical QA.
Yes.
So probably in a couple of days, I would like to be a senior QA manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do some certification, which is going to be, like, pretty soon. I'm going to start this.
What kind?
It's called ISTQB, which is called International mm-hmm. Testing Quality Board. Which I do, like, that is going to include my grade, like, so I can go a little higher level, manage different projects.
Do you think it really... Oh, you mean project management certification?
Yes.
Okay, not QA certification.
There is QA also, but I'm focusing on both.
Because I don't know anybody who would tell me, you know what, that QA certification, whatever, mm-hmm. helped me in anything.
No, this is actually more into... I'm planning to go as a project manager uh-huh. in the future, so QA project manager. So.
Okay, I can tell you there is one more step after project management. You know mm-hmm. which one? Program management.
Yeah, program management.
Yeah, I mean, very, very, very good one. So, and the more technical you are, the more projects will become available to you.
Mm-hmm.
So to manage. And
yes.
So very good. Stay in touch.
Sure.
Now you, I appoint you as our representative with Verizon.
Sure. Thank you. I will.
And anytime you see internship opportunities, sure. you know. Who provides the interns.
Sure, I will, because I always think, like, I come from very far. Yeah. I need some companies to come there for internship. People
sure.
over there, because a lot of people are there in
okay.
East Bay.
Thank you very much
Thank
for
you,
that Thomas. Conversation, and I hope people who watch us will learn a lot in terms of language and good attitude, because you are an example of a good attitude
Thank
person.
You.
So well-intended and kind of, I would say, mature. Because lots of people are very childish in their expectations
mm-hmm.
and their belief in getting something for nothing. So not investing, you know, their time and hard work and commitment
mm-hmm.
into getting the results. They believe it should happen by itself.
No,
because they are good people.
No, it really don't. You need to put more. That's
okay.
what I learned. Thank you so much, Mike.